This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveller. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have travelled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. You join me today as we board the train heading off to San Moritz. The famous ski town at 1,775 meters above sea level. We were amazed to find that the lake was still frozen solid, so we rushed around to the area where you were able to walk onto it, and we did just that. We walked into the middle of a frozen lake. Astounding. Annie couldn't resist the temptation to sit down on the ice so that I could take some photos of her. We wandered around the frozen lake for a while and then noticed a bench on the side of it. So of course we had to take our position once again and just enjoy our surroundings. It's so special to be able to do that. And quite incredibly, I later learned that this frozen lake is used for polo matches and classic car races. You heard me correctly. Live horse polo matches and classic car races. I couldn't believe it when I heard that. Can you imagine how deeply frozen this lake must be to be able to take the weight and movement of such events? We then had lunch at the station cafe on another terrace overlooking this beautiful lake and marveled at it a bit more until we had to catch our next train. This time we were heading off to Chur. It's spelled C-H-U-R but pronounced K-O-O-R. So we had to learn to make sure that we were pronouncing it correctly whenever we were speaking to somebody. It's the oldest city in Switzerland, and it was our home for the night. We found a local bar where we drank some Swiss beer and ate a traditional rosti. It's the first time I've had one of these. It's a grated potato pancake served in a hot frying pan with a variety of toppings of your choice. What a fantastic way to end this incredible, amazing, beautiful, awe-inspiring train ride. The next morning was spent wandering around the old city of Chur with its beautiful buildings and cathedrals, churches, clock towers and so on. And then, of course, sitting in the sunshine and enjoying a cup of coffee. We remarked how lucky we had been with the weather, as although it might have been fun to have a bit of snow coming down while we were at one of our stops, we could not have done what we did, playing in the snow and sitting on benches and walking on frozen lakes, had the snow been coming down. So in retrospect, we were really delighted that we'd had sunny days, because from Chur, we took a train through to Zurich, again passing many beautiful lakes and mountains. The lakes are enormous in Switzerland. Even though you're traveling at speed in a train, it takes ages to pass by the lake. Arriving in Zurich, as we left the train station, we were walking into sideways rain with wind, and our umbrellas were no good. They kept turning inside out to the point where we just had our hoods on and walked through the rain to our hotel for the night. Fortunately, it wasn't too long a walk, so we weren't too drenched. We spent the night walking around the old city, going out for dinner in the morning, having a breakfast, and then back to the airport and heading off home. What a fantastic and fun adventure this was. And best of all, so close to home that we could do it as such a short trip. I hope this inspires you to take on an impromptu trip of your own or a last minute something that you had never planned on doing. Whether that's to catch a train, see some architecture, visit a museum or gallery, or just go and enjoy some of the local delicacies. I highly recommend giving it a try, and I do hope you'll have as much fun as we just had. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.